Come in.
Sit down.
I'm kind of nervous when I take tests.
Just please don't move.
I'm sorry. I already had an IQ test this year. I don't think I've ever had
one. Reaction time is a factor in this, so please pay attention. I answer as quickly as you can.
Is that part of the test?
No. Just warming you up, that's all.
It's not fancy or anything.
You're in a desert, walking along in the sand when all of a sudden...
Is this the test now?
Yes. You're in a desert, walking along in the sand when all of a sudden you look...
Don't warn.
What?
A desert.
Doesn't make any difference what desert. It's completely hypothetical.
But how come I'd be there?
Maybe you're fed up. Maybe you want to be by yourself. Who knows? You look down and you see a tortoise, Leon. It's crawling towards you.
Tortoise? What's that?
You know what a turtle is?
Of course.
Same thing.
Never seen a turtle. But I understand what you mean.
You reach down, you flip the tortoise over on its back, you know.
We make up these questions, Mr. Holden? Or they write them down for you?
The tortoise lays on its back, its belly baking in the hot sun, beating its legs, trying to turn itself over, but it can't. Not without your help. But you're not helping.
What do you mean I'm not helping?
I mean you're not helping. Why is that, Leon? Just questions, Leon. In answer to your query, they're written down for me. It's a test designed to provoke an emotional response. Shall we continue? Describe in single words only the good things that come into your mind.
Disapproval involved, the calamity that may follow from it, it makes it so exciting. And why on earth do people challenge disaster the way they do, doing all sorts of wildly adventurous things? Because obviously that gives a taste, a quality to a vibration that is extremely interesting. Why the craving for speed? And it's only if you look very carefully at a vibration that you can see this point. That's why meditative exercises often involve a repetition process. Om, or saying a phrase, or doing an act like a mudra, over and over and over again. After a while, it becomes meaningless. You can say your own name, like the Sufis do, and go on and on and on and on and on, and finally, it doesn't mean anything at all. It's just a noise. But it isn't just a noise, you see. The attitude of saying that something is just a noise, or just true, a wiggle is an adult attitude. No wiggle to the child is just a wiggle. To the child, the elemental thing going on is blah. You know, I mean, it's just fantastic. Now, do you see why this is what mystics call ineffable? That is to say, you can't really talk about it.
There's really nothing to say these days. Nothing to talk about, really.
Yeah.
Unless they'll think of something, you know, anything.
Realize that I'm not really saying anything. And yet there are states of consciousness in which you can listen to sound and realize that that is the whole point of being alive. Just to go with this particular energy manifestation that is happening right at this moment. To be it. The whole world is the energy playing and doing all this, see, like a kaleidoscope, jazzing. Those who are guardians of the gate are doing something very dangerous. They're going completely crazy. I mean, the number of theological texts I've read which express in one way or another this horror of everything becoming meaningless, meaningless life, tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury signifying nothing. Those people, you see, have not dared to look at it. Now, there's another way of looking at it, of course, where in states of acute depression, people see it all as meaningless, but not really meaningless. They see it all as a conspiracy of horror.
Thank you.
not adorable to pretend like you're not adorable.
Experimental musicians began to emerge who would shape a unique sound. Konrad Schnitzler, who had studied sculpture under radical German artist Joseph Beuys in Düsseldorf, was central to this new movement. Having relocated to Berlin in the mid-60s, he was a trained artist and not a musician. But he began working with colleagues Hans-Achim Rodelius and Boris Schack on a new form of experimental music that would eventually embrace electronics.
My dream was always to make sounds and music, but I couldn't because I was a musician and never learned. And there were, you know, all also before, there were all these young people making this kind of hippie music with a drum and flute and all this, and I was hating this. I was never liking melodies. Because a melody is like a worm in your head. You hear this melody and the whole day it rattles in your head. I didn't want it. You know, I want to have something what goes in and you lost it already. And Boris and Achim said, oh no, not this. I have another idea about making music. Only if you don't can play an instrument, you can make free sounds. And I want to have, let's say, noise sounds composed together in a way what is interesting, you know? Like if the steam hammer goes here and the bird pipes there and a car comes and the airplane goes over, if you are the director of it, then you say, hey, stop, moment, don't come now, you know? Now all together or whatever, you know? This is the only philosophy I want, and the philosophy behind is, as an artist, you have to create something new.
At the real beginning, I just wanted to try what's going on when I use a flute or my voice or drums. How do I react on what I'm doing with any sort of instrument or any sort of noise?
Thank you. Headtones Radio.
Tones for the head.
Headtones Radio.
Headtones Radio.
Tones for the head.